Blog Talk Radio.
Paraphrase. This person went to some kind of a festival. She's in a wheelchair. All right, went to a festival. And they had these porta potties out, you know, where you have to go and use the restroom. Not one of them, according to the story I heard, not a one was accessible where a person in a wheelchair could go in and use the restroom. Now, where's the money? Where is the money that was supposed to be there to make sure, the money that was supposed to be there to make sure that everybody can go to the bathroom? That money was not used for that purpose. And you got to blame the agencies and the government because they have the money. They have the ability to raise it. And the agencies don't do a damn thing about it. You know, there should be a law, part of the Americans with Disability Act, should dictate that any time you're setting up any kind of a festival, you must have accessible places where all can get into. And the agencies should be checking that.
Well, I have something to say about that. I was at a festival myself. Not a festival. It was more like a fair. And there wasn't one. And it's right in my hometown. And that bothers me. You know, imagine, and then when you have, in the beginning, it depends on what level of paralysis somebody has, which I happen to be, let me see, around my neck level, you can actually get problems with that, you know, from holding it. It's not right. Ooh. Well, it looks like our host dropped off for some bizarre reason, so I'm going to continue the show. Wow. All right. So basically tonight's show is keep your hands off of our money, and it really rings home very well with me because I've been, dealing with a lot of different agencies and a lot of different, you know, stuff to actually make things work. So, I mean, and yet the money doesn't come directly to me. And that would be awesome. If the money came directly to the person, which we're trying to get, you know, with our card, our debit card system that we want to create with the senator, it would be great. Because then we'd be getting our money directly, not the agencies getting the money for us and then telling us what we, you know, need to do and not do. That would
be
awesome.
You hear me?
Now I can.
Ah, you couldn't hear me before.
No.
Yes.
At
and,
all.
I
mean, like something wrong with your phone or something. It dropped off.
Whatever it was.
It dropped
anyway,
off.
To finish my thought, whenever anything is set up, the agencies and the government should be notified. And people should make sure that everything is accessible because the money is there. It's got to be there for everybody.
Of course
it
does.
And what you need is strict enforcement. If you're going to make it for everybody, then you can't do this.
That's right.
That's how it should be.
I agree.
Because the funding that the government gives to these agencies is astronomical. I mean, you know, just back in July, Biden released $4 billion.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. And that goes to each of the agencies, the way in which they're set up. Like, say, for example, okay, we're going to help people with spina bifida. I'm just giving you an example. Well, that goes to the spina bifida. There's like an association that helps, you know, people right at the beginning of their life. I think some of it comes from Marta Dimes, and some of it, you know, they must have another agency, the paralysis agencies, you know, help with that as well. So it really, you know, when I went to every single one of them to get accessibility for my home, it was crazy. I couldn't get anything at the time. You know, and
we are paying the salaries of these people from these agencies. The social workers, the directors are making tremendous salaries because of us.
That's right. Yet
the people who need the help cannot get the help that they need.
That
shouldn't be.
Yeah.
That should not be. These people should not be making these salaries if the disabled cannot get help, because the money is supposed to be for that. But you see, they got the damn thing asinine backwards. They're
That's
using
true.
Us to make all that money because the law lets them get away with it.
That's true.
There's no enforcement on the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no money behind the Americans with Disability Act. Every agency should have a ADA fund to make things accessible. And the government should put up half that money. They don't do that.
No.
So they're making a living off of us. And here we come along, you know. It's so crazy the way the damn thing works. Because we're being used.
Yeah, we are. Guaranteed.
Every disabled person, $4 billion, all right? And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Every disabled person should have the money available to them for their needs.
They should.
Then if those people want to go and make big salaries, let them. But that ought to come first.
I know. Excuse me. But when
that's
I was
how the
at
system
college,
should work.
When I was at college, Frank, they had, you know, remember I told you about all the grants? I had to work hard for that. I had to go and I had to work my hardest to get those grants because many of them were scholarships and they weren't like, you know, grants for housing for me. You know, I had the full scholarship, but I didn't get, you know, enough money to complete my education in certain circumstances. You know, it was frustrating.
Well, it's because the money wasn't there for you.
Right, the housing.
It could have been there.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm disabled.
There should be money
I require
for people who are disabled for education in a debit card.
Right.
Here's
right.
your money for college for the year.
I required to live on campus because of my situation, you know, there was absolutely no accessibility at the time for, you know, the wheelchairs on the trains. So I couldn't commute like everybody else.
Well,
but yet,
no
that wasn't taken into consideration. No, not
there's
a bit
no
of it.
There's no enforcement.
No.
There's no protection. It's the same thing today.
I think it's
we still have a
tad
lot
better,
of places
but not much better.
Where we're not protected.
Yeah.
You know, you got to fight for money to go to college.
Yeah. True.
It's not in an account for the disabled person. Here's your college money for the year, if you want to go. If not, you leave it there until you do want to go.
But also,
or you use it for education in a different way.
Yeah, but
that's
they should
how
be,
it should be.
But do you know how
they
treat you?
Because all the people that are processing this money are making money off of it.
That's true.
But we should have ours before that happens.
That's right. But you know what bothers me? They get the money, and then you're just waiting, you know, for, you know, them to approve it. They get the money. They actually get the money. And you're sitting there, you know, waiting for them. They're shuffling paper. People don't realize a lot of that is shuffling paper, you know. And that's what bothers me the most. Because I wanted to do a certain type of, you know, thing when I went to college. I wanted to be a doctor, as much as you hate the profession, Frank. But I really did. I wanted to be a doctor that would
Well, there's all kinds of doctors.
I know. I wanted to be a doctor that would coordinate, like, finding something that's an odd case, because I had an odd case, and I thought I could really contribute to that. But I was told not to even try. Not to even go, even though I had the grades, because a disabled person would have a hard time. How do you know what a disabled person will
That's
have?
Because you didn't have the money in an account for your schooling.
Right.
If you'd have had the money, nobody could tell you what to do. You apply to the damn school, you say, you know, here's my money, and they'll take you in. Believe me, they're not going to turn down money.
Oh, no, the school doesn't turn down money. It's the way in which the money was allocated. And they would say, oh, yeah, you have to choose these majors or whatever. You'd have to do something entirely different than what you're used to. And that's horrible, truthfully.
It's all about the funding. All right, Inner Sight around the world, brought to you by the Big East, Takeda Rescue, the little bear, Inner Sight. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. They're in southern New Jersey. Check out the website, Big East, AkitaRescued.org. Hey, Kennedy Realty, you want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good info? Call my...
What the heck just happened again? Frank, I can't hear you.
888. Stop interrupting me. 631.
I couldn't hear you at all.
888-1186. Mr. Kennedy.
You went completely silent. That's why I said that. I wanted to see
all
if
right.
you were still on the air.
Tell the blog to... Well, you're supposed to be the engineer. Why is that happening?
They don't have a engineering software that's robust, Frank. Their software I am the engineer right now, yeah. They have no robust software on here that helps it. Nope.
All right, again,
they
Mr.
have
Kennedy,
true engineering.
Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. All the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. Corey, Avante, Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, to mention a few of them, and all the others. Go an extra mile for a child, Inner Sight reminds you. Yeah, hey, you need dog food, cat food? Call my buddy Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. His program is taking care of that, and it's free. 631-484-3085.
You know what I'd like to do, Brian? I'd like to get something that would, you know, allow us to have, you know, the true, you know, audio board and all of that. But the thing is that they don't have that here. They have something that's only to raise and lower the volume of the audio clips that I have, and then just open the mics and shut the mics. There's no way of controlling the sound on the mics. Nothing. You can't adjust that. There's nothing
you
like that.
You gotta find a way.
How?
I don't know. You're the engineer. I don't know. I'm not an engineer. Call them.
But there's nothing. The software doesn't allow you to do that.
Well, call
the,
and tell
the
them.
Yeah, I am.
Call them. Communicate with them. Tell them you're
if
the
you
engineer
can.
On the show and you want to know how to do this, that, and the other thing. And,
no, it isn't
you know,
that. You can't do it that way. It's the software that's limited. It doesn't
bust
have
their chops.
True
tell
engineer.
Them.
Yeah.
You're the engineer and you're having problems.
And closed, yeah.
All right, inner sight. And inner sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090 is our phone number. Want to thank all our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Sunset Restaurant, Islip Cleaners, Suffolk Bus Corp, and all the others that have contributed in the past and are doing, will be doing so in the present. Inner Sight thanks you. We thank you for being part of our program. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Here you are. What, you got the Able News?
Yeah. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign up petitions, change.org. Read them. Let us know what you think of them. We're open for
them. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Read them. Well, how are we doing with that nursing home thing? Any movement on it?
7, I saw it yesterday, but I'll see you again today.
We gotta find a way to
promote it a bit.
To promote that.
Yeah.
All right. We need a dramatic promotion on that.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to get everybody that I know, like I told you, who has had problems. I really do. And I want to make sure that, you know, people are, no 7 supporters, not even signers, supporters. That means somebody actually paid for it and sent it.
You got to get a committee together and you got to get out there and start getting names.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to do it. People have to get out there in the public and say, my relative died in a nursing home. It's a big waste of money.
Yeah.
We're trying to prevent that. You know, sign the petition. You know, that's what you got to do. You got to get out there in the public and tell people and show them pictures and all that. That's how to do it. That's how we got names on the service dog petition, by showing them Charabelle and by telling people that guide dog schools won't help a blind person who has the right dog on their own. And we got a lot of names. So that's what you got to do. You got to get out there with the people, man.
Yeah.
I mean, the Facebook is good, but people have to get out there and really get passionate about, you know, what's going on in those nursing homes. Because it's horrible. It's wasting a lot of money, too.
Yeah.
All right, inner sight. And, without the money, where would this world be?
Yeah.
Imagine if the government had no money.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. They would have a heart attack.
There would be total chaos in this country, right? Now, just imagine We don't have to imagine, those of us who are disabled. Imagine that the government controlled your money, the money that you need for everything. You know, let's say they gave you the money for food, all right? And
yeah.
They gave you the money for your rent, but that's it. Everything else was controlled by them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And now you gotta become advocates to get the help you need. You gotta fight with them. You gotta try to pass laws. You gotta try to advocate to convince them. You gotta try to make news stories out of it. That's what we gotta go through, because that money is controlled and sent to agencies. We don't want that money sent to agencies, most of us. I'll bet you most disabled people would rather have that money sent directly to them in a debit card, the way the food stamps works. You know, and have it available for your needs. Whole process that really needs to be changed. It's the whole idea, and part of why it's happening is because the government and the agencies believe that disabled people are stupid and we can't live our lives.
Right.
That's part of it. That's a big part of it. They look down on us. I mean, we got so many examples. They put you in a damn nursing home. What? Isn't that looking down on you? Put you in a nursing home, take all your money, treat you like garbage.
Sure.
Allow a virus to come in and plague the nursing home and not get the people out, even though there's
That's
programs
awesome.
With money to do that?
Mm-hmm.
What does that tell you, what they think of us?
They hate us.
It's horrible.
They hate us.
A blind or disabled person who learns to train dogs, let's say, and you go to an agency, you apply. Let's say you apply to the agency, it's even better, and they use your application to raise $50,000 to $100,000, and they say, we don't have a dog for you. Oh, I got a dog. I've been training him. I've been working with him. I had him evaluated by one of the top trainers in the world. Help me train this dog. You know what they'll tell you to do? Get the hell out of here. We don't do that. Then they wouldn't help you. Because of the money. The money. When I presented that scenario to Congressman Guarino, you know what he said?
What did he say?
He said, because they want a monopoly.
That's true.
I said, yeah.
Very true.
A monopoly with people's
lives. That's right. Mm-hmm.
And then I told him, I said, Andy, you got to do something about this.
Mm-hmm.
So it remains to be seen if he will. But the whole system operates that way. The whole damn thing operates the same way, except for the food and the little bit of disability that we get. All the other money is controlled. And that disability is not even protected.
Yeah.
Under certain circumstances. You go into a nursing home, they're allowed to take it.
That's true.
I would hope that people would rebel against that and not let them take it. Claim hardship. Don't give it
done.
To them.
You know what they'll do? Here's the worst thing. This is if you want to know worse, then more worse comes out of that. Unless you get everybody to do it. I mean everybody. If not, you'll be subject to your family member to go into a state nursing home and even an insane, you know, where people who have mental
institution. Yeah, but they'd have to prove that. Then you're going to get your day in court.
True.
Then you'll get your day in court.
It's only one. But it's only one. I'm sorry.
Testimony to say that you're incompetent or that you're mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're going to have a hell of a hard time proving that with people who have never been to a psychiatrist like yours truly.
Oh yeah.
I'd rather fight them that way, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I'd rather fight them that way than give them my money.
Well, you know, I had two attorneys by my side when I was fighting for my mom, but Adult Protective Services won out of that because I didn't want to be placed in jail, to be honest.
Because you didn't have money.
That's right.
If you had money, you would have got one of the top attorneys in the country to fight it.
Yes, and I would have.
Doesn't mean you
would have
won, but you could have.
And I still might do that. Who knows? You never know. In this world of things, people hear what we're saying, and it might happen because people aren't satisfied with the way in which the nursing homes treated people during the virus. That was the icing on the cake. Yeah.
They cleared Cuomo on it.
Yeah, well, they couldn't get Cuomo on that. They couldn't get him on that. So they, you know, I feel that they were able to successfully get him on, you know, the abuse. Well, not abuse.
No, they didn't get him on anything. He quit.
Yeah, well, that's true.
His lawyers told him to quit.
Yeah, I think that was the best thing for him.
That's what happened.
Yeah. That was the best thing for him, was to quit at that point. But I was sort of hoping towards the end he would do something, but he didn't. I can't believe how he thought that making people in nursing homes, you know, stay there was the right thing to do when they had people, you know, ordered, you know, to you know, other people who lived in nursing homes before to come back into their old rooms and everything and even share it with another person or even share the same floor. I was very, very happy that the nursing home where my mom was, they actually took people literally out and put them who are with the corona and put them in a separate building. So at least, but they had the privilege of doing that. This time, they don't have the privilege of doing that, you know, in certain nursing homes, which is hard, you know. Frank, are you out again? Oh. Okay. It appears that we're having technical difficulties because I don't hear him one bit. Yep, we're having technical difficulties. So sorry about that, but he's going to call back in. It was heartbreaking to see my mom in, you know, the nursing home, not have the money to take her out. I really wanted to, but, you know, things like this, you know, happen for a reason. And I don't know what that reason was. Hopefully the dear Lord, you know, will tell me in the future what that reason is. Looks like our host is not on the show. Okay. So anyway, I'm going to continue. All right. Well, what we are planning, and I hope that it really comes about with this congressman, we're planning to have, you know, to tell him about our idea, and we're hoping to get his help with our idea. And he's very happy to hear it. No, I mean, especially...
Yeah, can you hear me out there?
Now I can, yeah.
All right. Sorry about the interruption, folks, but blame the blog for not engineering the show properly.
No.
That's really what the bottom line is. They should have an engineer on these shows because we pay for it. See? So there's a lot of injustice. One of them is right here tonight. Okay. All right, we have any phone calls?
No, how could they get in? They haven't even gotten in. I mean, I didn't see any phone calls this evening. None.
All right. By the way, the number is 213-816-1650. If you want to call in, we're talking about keep your hands off my money, meaning the disabled, of course, and all the problems that exist because of it. You know, a woman called me, a disabled woman, homeless, and they stuck her in a horrible shelter. And she was being abused. She was being attacked. Evidently, a lot of racial stuff going on in these shelters. You know, she's a white woman. Black people evidently resenting her or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All because she doesn't have the money for her housing in an account. Mm-hmm. If people had the money for their housing that could only be used for housing, they wouldn't have to go into these horrible places. And the state would save a lot of money. And the taxpayers could be unburdened. You know? So there's another area where it's horrible. The only reason I was able to get help when I moved with the money is because I'm a television personality and I'm here on, and they don't want to look bad, so they helped me.
Mm-hmm. But otherwise, you'd be right.
The government and all that. And because I have a few friends who believe in inner sight.
Yeah.
That should be for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone who's disabled should have that kind of help. And until we get supervision of the money that's there to help us through these agencies, we will never have our freedom. It'll
mm-hmm.
always be that they're over us. You know, that they're going to dictate how and when we're going to live our lives. It's like the old movie with Dudley Moore and Liza Minnelli. Name of that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Arthur.
Yeah.
And the grandma. The grandma controlled this guy because she had the she. Was the one with the money.
Yeah.
Same thing with the agencies.
Yeah.
They control us. They look down on us. You know? You can't live your life when you're disabled. You got to fight with these agencies to get whatever things you need.
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane to have to live that way.
Man,
and nobody else has to live that way, only the disabled. Everybody else has the basic things that everybody needs. Everybody else can walk down the street, see a sign, go in and say, oh, well, I'd like to apply for this job. We can't do that.
No.
We don't have that. Why? Because of the money. You got to go break your ass with the State Commission for the Blind.
Yeah.
And be a victim for them so they can get more money from the federal government because of you.
That's right.
Nobody else has to go and do that, even if they come from a foreign country. All they got to do is learn English. And they're in.
Yeah, I know.
What do we learn as disabled people that will make us equal? Tell me. What? It doesn't exist. There is no such thing. There is no such thing that we can learn that would make us equal, because the money is being controlled by other people. Yeah, you can fight. You can say you're equal. You know, a lot of people believe they are, but you're really not.
No, you're not.
I mean, when you get a story where a person can't even get into a restroom.
Oh yeah.
You know that you're not equal.
I have had that more than once. You know, it's not whenever I went to a restaurant, I just had it. You know.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, it's sad.
Happens all the time because there's no enforcement, because there's no money for the enforcement. And it just gets swept under the rug, and that's it. And even if you go to court and win, what good is it? You know, what have you won? You've only won that one place where it happened. What about the place next door and down the block and around the corner? You didn't win nothing. Because the agency set it up to look down on us. That's why. That's why you didn't win anything.
Yeah.
Incredible. It's horrible. It's horrible. What makes it so horrible is the fact that all that money is there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if the money wasn't there, at least you could say, hey, you know, we got to do something. We got to get money behind this to help ourselves. But the money's there.
Yeah.
And you still can't get help. When I show when I go out and perform on the subway and I show people the letter from the animal medical stating that they wouldn't give my guide dogs, and I got the names of them in the letter underlined in red, they wouldn't give my guide dogs the medical, the last two and now this one.
Mm-hmm.
People are astounded because I tell them it's not the money. The money is there. More than enough.
No, yeah, it is.
And they still won't give her the medical. It's the money. The bottom damn line. And it's the half-assed way we're treated. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I got to tell you, a lot of things are controlled by the money. And people don't really realize that. Definitely controlled by the money, sadly.
Everything. Everything is controlled by the money. I got a notice in my mailbox today.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to, it was in big print. I held it close up, it was literally touching my eye. And I was able to read one letter at a time. They wanted to give me a free flu shot.
Oh,
for free.
Old people.
Yeah? You know what my reaction was? I took the friggin' thing and threw it in the garbage. You know what my reaction was? Don't give me no damn flu shot. Give me the money you owe me.
That's right. Sorry, I got to laugh.
Give me
at
the
that
damn
one.
Money that's... you owe me for denying me a guide dog for 30 years,
that's
you
right.
son of a bitch.
That's
These
right.
These people have no concept.
None.
Of what it's all about.
They have no concept that you're hurting, that you are hurting because you have no money to go and get the basics in terms of health care, meaning the type of health care you want, not the type of health care they're forcing on you. You know, I do want natural healing, but I sit down and I go, it's very expensive, very, very expensive.
My teeth just cost
sure,
me because
they
won't,
they won't give you the money for your medical in a debit card.
Yeah. Yeah, and my teeth just cost me a lot of money, and I'm sitting down, okay, food or health care. That's what you got to do a lot of the times. And people around this, you know, around the United States are experiencing similar things because they don't have, mostly disabled, who are really, you know, in a rough spot because we don't make like everybody else. We make, that's all the way dated back to, you know, when the First World War, when the men came back from fighting, they had needed a certain salary to help keep them going. So it's not easy. That's how they set up Social Security, which is crazy. Absolutely
yeah, but what,
crazy.
But the point is, what makes it worse for us is that the money
yeah.
is there.
Yeah, I know.
It's there.
To
we
help
can't
us.
Emphasize
yeah.
that enough.
I know.
Biden put $4 billion there. Where the hell is it? How come I can't get a guide dog?
Right. Or me, or Gina,
or, the medical
or all the people that we know. Yeah.
That's just one case.
Right.
Yeah.
How come I can't get the equipment
$4
billion that I need?
And you're and you just said you can't get natural healing.
Yeah. Or the
$4
equipment.
$4 billion. What? Where's the money for our medical?
I may say it's not with me.
I don't want no damn medical that they want me to have. I want what I want. Don't shove anything down my throat.
Right.
I'll kick your ass.
That's the truth.
Like that movie with Jim Carrey. And he was a lawyer. He had a case. And he went into the men's room and he was hitting himself. He's beating himself up. And the other lawyer says, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm kicking my ass. Do you mind?"
Yeah.
You know, because he lost the case or whatever it was. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the bottom line, folks. And we got to get these politicians to see, to wake up. You know, the only way they're going to do it, I'm going to tell you, the only way they're going to do it is if they believe it's going to help them get elected. Otherwise, they're not going to do nothing. I'll tell you, that's it, man. See, if we had the money, we could help them get elected, and then we'd, you know, they undoubtedly would present what we want. But we don't have that kind of money, and they know that.
They do.
Again, it's the money. The bottom damn line. If you have enough money in this country, you can buy your freedom.
That's true.
And I speak mostly of the people who are disabled, the 60 million.
Yeah.
61 million, I heard, according to
yeah.
President Joseph Biden. So, Mr. President, give us that $2,000 a month stimulus. Give us a little fraction of the money. So we can do a few things. You know, I mean, open up your heart and you want to do something good for people. We call upon you to release and find some way to get that stimulus money.
Well, yeah.
Because people need it. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Tomorrow night show. Why do the disabled have it so hard?
Yeah, good question.
We'll talk about that tomorrow night. And it's not necessarily your disability. We'll talk about that tomorrow night. All right. I mean, Stevie Wonder has a disability. You think he has it as hard as the average blind person?
No.
So it's not necessarily your disability.
No.
All right, Inner Sight. And if you want to call in, 213-816-1650, talking about keep your hands off my money, meaning the agencies.
Yeah.
And the government, who should be making sure
that
we're protected. Money is supposed to be used to protect people.
That's true.
That's a Bible principle. That's one of the oldest principles on this planet. If you look in the Bible and you see all the stories, many times money was used to protect the armies and the herdsmen and all that. So it's an old principle. And that's where the government has failed us.
That's true.
They really have failed us.
Yeah.
In that regard. When they didn't put enforcement in and no money behind the Americans with Disability Act, they failed us. And they left it for us to try to fix it. Well, that's not my job. That's not your job. That's not that shouldn't be. That should be there like everything else is.
Right.
We shouldn't have to go down through life and say, "Oh, I can't get into this place. I got to advocate. I got to fix it." Nobody does that. Only us.
No. Nope. Yeah.
Do you know what would happen if the average person had to do that?
I'll tell you
what would happen. I'm going home and getting my gun.
That's right.
That's what would happen. That's exactly what would happen.
Yeah.
Because people don't want to deal with that.
No,
they don't want their family to deal with it and their loved ones either.
Yeah.
So the government has created a situation, and the agencies are in on it too, where they want us, and we talked about this before, they want us to do their job
that
they didn't do. Without the money. That's even worse.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you want me to do the damn job, put the money up.
Yeah.
Well, there it is. I mean, what else can you do? I mean,
sure.
If there's a better way, somebody tell me.
Meh.
How else you gonna do it?
Meh.
Yeah. Inner Sight. Next week, Thursday, we'll have a special guest host. My dear friend Pidgey, so, should be a very interesting show, and I'm looking forward to it. That's a week from tomorrow, and we are very happy to have Pidge back with us.
Yeah.
And,
oh, no, not again. Oh, goodness, we have to talk to Blog tomorrow. All right. Blog, you're in trouble. It was for today. Because really, seriously, this is really ridiculous. I mean, three times in one show we were disconnected or not able to hear each other. That's not right.
I hear you. Can you hear me?
Now I hear you. Yeah.
Oh, you hear me now. All right.
Yeah.
Well, if I go off again, I'm just going to go up the show. You finish the show.
Okay.
This is great. I don't know, how much time we got?
We've got a little bit of time. Hold on. Maybe about 8 minutes. 8 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
8 minutes.
All right.
A little late. Louis wants to
Friday
talk,
night.
By the way.
Friday night is the funnies. Don't forget, we got the real governor,
mm-hmm.
ex-governor Cuomo letter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you hear this? I'll get Andy to call me yet.
Yeah, you will. Maybe not in a good way.
Well, why not? What else were they going to do?
Yeah. We got 7 minutes.
Anyway.
You want Louis on for 7 minutes at the end of the show?
What, Louis on the line?
Yep, he is when I refreshed it.
Oh. All right, let's take a phone call.
All right, here he comes.
Did I stay on?
Yeah, right.
In
Hey, Lou.
Louis Rivera.
Hi, Suzanne.
Wow. Hi, Lou.
Oh,
hey.
I'm sorry. I thought it was Friday Night Frolic, so I always spoke to you yesterday on the phone.
You know it's not Friday night. Get out of here.
Yeah, what do you mean? I dialed the wrong number. I thought it was a Friday night, but I was on Wednesday night. Let me ask you something, Frank.
Yeah?
Let me ask you something. What's your tonight's topic on the radio?
We're talking about money. You got any money?
Nah, you don't want no money from me. No, thank you.
No, I didn't say I want any, so I'm asking if you got any.
Yeah.
What you want it for? Let me ask you a question. What, don't lend nobody the money? Is that the topic or something?
No. I want to help the people who are disabled with it. But we're talking about how the agencies and the government shouldn't control our money. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tonight's topic. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're trying to give people their money back, especially if they do things, you know, and want to, you know, have a good life, per se. They're not getting their money to be able to do that and have a decent life.
All right.
Oh, that's tonight's topic.
Hold on, Lou. We didn't hear from Maureen and Mary today. I didn't. I just hope everything went through.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
And we'll try to catch up with that tomorrow night. Mary was supposed to get out of the nursing home today.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
Obvious word is supposed to.
Hey, Lou, you got to turn down your television.
Yeah,
excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Come on the show.
Hey, Frank, what do you say? You're going to be honoring Louis Rivera on Blog Talk Radio Inner Sight in one of these days.
Well, why not? I would.
I would say it, too.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Hello?
Now we're here.
Yeah, okay.
You got us back?
honoring Louis Rivera in weeks and months to come on Blog Talk Radio, honoring Louis Rivera.
There you go. That'd be
right.
Good.
You let me know, Frank.
Okay.
I will. Sounds
we
good
will.
To me.
Yeah. It does sound good to me.
Yeah,
we'll
right,
roast
Frank.
You. We'll roast you.
Oh, okay. Roast me. I'm not being Martin Roast.
We're going to roast you. We're going to make you well done.
That's right.
No, thank you. Well done. You got to have some steak medium well that you got to have.
Okay. We'll have the steak for you.
Yeah, I'll eat it then.
Yeah.
Steak with cabbage.
Okay.
Steak with cabbage? That's interesting.
That's no good for you.
I love cabbage.
You love cabbage,
all right,
really?
In sight.
I love cabbage,
and,
too.
We'll be with you tomorrow night.
I'll call you Friday, guys. Have a good night. I love you.
Yeah, thanks, Lou, for calling in.
Yeah.
Okay. Quiet.
Uh-oh. Okay, Frank. Sorry, Lou.
All right.
Yeah.
In a sight, and yeah, Friday night's the funny, so don't forget about that. And we hope we enlighten people a little bit. You know, we can all be enlightened.
Yeah.
You know, we're not above and beyond that. You know. Forever learning. That's what it's about. Inner sight.
Yeah.
And we all need more of that. Inner sight. Give us more inner sight. All right. So don't forget, tomorrow night, why do disabled people have it so hard? That's our subject tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And we'll go into all the different reasons. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090, the Inner Sight number. And we thank all our friends. You need a civil rights lawyer, James Bahamundi, 516-783-9662.
Yeah.
Find out about your civil rights. Give Jimmy a call. All right. Inner sight. And yeah, someday we're going to control and supervise the money that's supposed to be there to help us. It's going to happen.
You watch.
I don't know the day or the hour, but I know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's the right thing to do. All right, I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all our friends, and we apologize for the interruptions. Write the blog a letter. Tell them to provide an engineer for the show. Inner sight. Thank you so much. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.